welcome to the Blindfold Chess Podcast. This episode was a struggle to cram all of Vishwanathan Anand's accomplishments into like one highlight script. The Indian Grandmaster has been one of the most dominant and successful players in the game for almost four decades. He was born on December 11th, 1969, and moved to Chennai, India, and began playing at the age of six from his mother, who was a chess aficionado. Anand's rise in the chess world was very quick. He won the sub-junior championship with a perfect 9 out of 9 score in 1983 at the age of 14. The next year, he won the Asian Junior Championship, picking up his first international norm in the process. In 1985, he became the youngest Indian player to earn his international master title at the age of 15. The next year, he won his first of three Indian chess championships in a row at the age of 16, 17, and 18. In 1988, at the age of 18, he became the first Indian Grandmaster at the Shakai Finance International Tournament in Kovai, India. In 1993, he played in his first of 10 World Championship cycles with varying levels of success. In 1995, he faced Garry Kasparov for the World Championship, losing 10.5 to 7.5. In 1998, the format was changed to a 100-person knockout tournament, where Karpov beat Anand in the finals 5-3. In 2000, Anand won the 100-person knockout tournament against Shirov 3.5-0.5. In 2005, the format was changed to be a round-robin tournament, where Anand tied for second with Svidler behind Topalov, who won it. In 2007, Anand won the Round Robin World Championship, a point ahead of the rest of the field. Starting in 2008, the format was changed from a Round Robin tournament to a 12-game match. Anand defeated Kramnik 6.5-4.5. In 2010, he defended his title against Topalov 6.5-5.5. In 2012, Anand again defended his title against Boris Gelfand 8.5-7.5. In 2013, Anand was dethroned by Magnus Carlsen, losing 6.5-3.5 in 10 games. In his last World Championship appearance in 2014, Anand fought through the qualification cycles to rematch Carlsen, but lost 6.5-4.5. Anand's contributions to the game go well beyond the board as well. He has been awarded an Order of Friendship from Russia, Indian Sportsman of the Year, Indian of the Year, Excellence in Chess Award, Best Sportsperson, the Chess Oscar on 6 different occasions, and the National Citizens Award. In India, he has received a host of national honors as well, including the Arjuna Award, the Padma Shri, the Rajiv Gandhi Kala Ratna, the Padma Bhushan, and the Padma Vibhushanan Award. He even has a planet named after him, planet 4538 Vishwanathan. In an effort to give back to his home country, he has been on the Olympic Gold Quest Board to support India's elite sportspersons. With his help and training, after he became the first Indian Grandmaster, India now has 84 Grandmasters. 10 of the top 100 women players are Indian, and 9 of the top 100 open players are Indian, including 3 in the top 15. You could not pick a better player, ambassador, and icon to represent dominance and giving back to the community. Not to mention winning 5 world championships, the first player to win the world championship in 3 different formats, participating in 10 different world championship cycles, and helping to grow chess in his home country. It is very difficult to articulate everything that Anand has done for the game. This week, we are going to the 2013 Vikonzay Group A Tournament. Levon Aronian versus Vishwanathan Anand. Now, if we're ready, let's begin.
1. Pawn to d4. Pawn to d5. 2. Pawn to c4. Pawn to c6. 3. Knight f3. Knight f6. 4. Knight c3. Pawn to e6. 5. Pawn to e3. Knight b to d7. 6. Bishop d3. Pawn d captures c4. 7. Bishop captures c4.
You see this quite often in queen pawn openings where there is a pawn on d5 and a pawn on c4. Black will hold off on playing pawn d captures c4 until white has already moved their bishop one time, in essence, causing white to waste a tempo playing bishop f1 to d3, then d3 to c4.
Pawn to b5. Eight, bishop d3. Bishop d6. Nine, kingside castle. Kingside castle. 10. Queen c2. Bishop b7. Eleven. Pawn to a3. Rook c8. Twelve. Knight g5.
With the move knight to g5, white is targeting the pawn on h7. How many white pieces are targeting h7, and how many is black defending with? White has three attackers, the knight on g5, the bishop on d3, and the queen on c2. Black has two defending it, the knight on f6 and the king on g8.
Pawn to c5. Thirteen. Knight captures h7. Knight g4. Fourteen. Pawn to f4. Pawn c captures d4. 15. Pawn e captures d4. Bishop c5.
The move bishop to c5 is a little peculiar because it allows white to capture it with what piece? That would be the pawn on d4. Why do you think black is allowing this?
Sixteen. Bishop e2. Knight d to e5.
And now black is allowing the knight from d to e5 to be captured. Both captures have the same strategy in mind. Have you figured out what that is? It is to clear the way of the d-file for the queen that is on d8 to come into play through d4 or h4 to try to target the weak squares around the white king.
Bishop captures g4. Bishop captures d4 check. King h1. Knight captures g4. Knight captures f8. Pawn to f5. Knight g6. Queen f6. Pawn to h3. Queen captures g6. Queen e2.
Why did white not take the knight that is hanging on g4 with the pawn on h3? Because black would then play queen to h6, checkmate.
Queen h5. Queen d3. Bishop e3. White resigns.
Why did white resign after black played bishop to e3? Black has a lot of threats in the position. The main one is queen captures h3, check, followed with queen to h2, checkmate. The pawn on g2 is pinned by the bishop on b7. So the move bishop to e3 interferes with the white queen's protection of h3, and the only way it can be captured is by either giving up the queen or with the bishop on c1, which doesn't help in the defense of the h3 square. There are a lot of lessons that we can learn from Anan, not only from his chess games, but also his humanitarian efforts trying to encourage chess in our world. So that is all that we have for this week. Tune in next time, where we'll continue to work on our blindfold skills and look at another game of the Masters.